How do I stop recording?
You just end the meeting. It'll ask you, like, end meeting for all, and then it just automatically stops.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead. Okay, you're host now.
Wee, okay.
All right. All right, so I'm going to leave, and then you'll be able to just run the meeting.
Okay, cool. Sounds
you won't need to do anything. Mark's got that covered. But yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
People won't sit in the wrong meeting for 5 minutes, wondering where everyone's at. So Richard, we can get started whenever. It looks like we've got community engagements and council affairs. I don't think anyone from membership is going to be showing up. So we can just move forward. Because David Gonzalez is not going to be here either.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, welcome. Yeah, as David mentioned, David Gonzalez is going to be here today. So he asked me to step in and co-chair today, which I'm glad to do. So we can start with introductions. My name is Richard. I'm council co-chair and your chair for this meeting this afternoon. Let's just pop it around.
Ken Pierce, member at large, steering committee, council.
Crown.
Hi, everybody. I'm Crown, council staff.
David Jordan,
council staff.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Irma Parada, council member and co-chair.
Paul.
Paul Harkin, council member.
Bill.
Hi, Bill Bloom, DPH, HIV Health Services.
Last but certainly not least, Thomas.
You get Ken Pierce. Thomas Noble, appreciative of the Zoom tech support from staff.
Welcome, everyone. So if we can get someone to throw up November 17th, we can approve today's draft agenda. Can we get that up anywhere?
Do you need me to do that?
Someone please, yes.
Who's on first?
Crown, are you trying to do that or should Dave or I?
I can do it. I got you. Looking okay.
Would anyone like to make any changes? Anyone see anything? What?
A slight change. We actually don't have evaluation results for our last meeting because I did not send them out. My apologies, but let's keep this on the agenda so we can at least discuss how it went. We should always have a discussion.
Okay. So by consensus, we can approve today's agenda? Okay. How about we go to, we review the meeting of October 20th, the minutes for that.
Okay, I got that.
Thank you. Anyone see anything they'd like to adjust or modify? Seeing none. All good with that? Okay.
All good.
We have that approved. Thank you, everyone. So now we can move to announcements. Yes, Mark.
just want to give you all a heads up, make this announcement at full council as well. Council members should expect some background. We have pre-pandemic, we used to have funds set aside for a holiday party. We clearly have not had a holiday party for a minute. And my sense is that people are still not quite ready for a holiday party. So what folks will be getting is like a holiday surprise in the form of DoorDash at a higher amount than you're used to. Because you all deserve it. You're all volunteers, and you should get something that's pleasant. I don't know about cash, Richard, but something. And like I said, we have these funds set aside for a holiday type of thing. So I'll let people know. That'll come to you sometime in December.
Thank you, Mark. Any other announcements?
Mark, can I just ask quickly? I assume the same people who are exempt exceptions to that will be remain exceptions to that.
I was actually thinking of lifting that exemption just so those certain people
just get a holiday thing. You don't want a holiday thing as one of those certain, really? It's okay. Just the conflict of interest of the optics of it. Like, I appreciate the energy, but yeah, I'll you can share the wealth with everybody else. Take my little
no
bit.
No holiday care for you. Okay, that's fine.
Cratchit refuses his gift. Okay.
I was going to say, for somebody who is looking so much like Santa Claus, you are giving us quite the bah humbug this year.
Is that a weight reference or
hair? No, it's more of a beard reference.
Know what that
means. It's more of a beard reference. Maybe you're more of a Krampus.
Yeah,
I'd like to make an announcement once the fun jokes start end, because that was funny. So you may be aware that the Tenderloin Center is being closed by the mayor on December the 4th. And, you know, that basically there was supposed to be follow through wellness hubs that were going to open in time. And, you know, it's just kind of shocking disregard for human life where over 300 people have had their overdoses reversed. You know, you're talking about an overdose average per day. You know, we've had as many as 8 in one day, and we've had 0 in a day. So it fluctuates, but the average is 1 a day. And every day that we wait for the hub to open is going to allow those people to have a place to safely get well. You know, all those deaths can like sit right at the city hall, and the mayor, she can own all of them. And there's going to be deaths because you've got people being reversed every day on average. And, you know, taking Narcan for let me then work with their friends and support each other. And it's just going away with no replacement. It's like unconscionable. It sounds like, you know, I want stronger legal words like, you know, criminal neglect. It's bullshit, and I'm fucking pissed off at the politics in this town that could just let, you know, a service that clearly was very much in demand just evaporate with no, you know, timely plan to replace it. And the health department have definitely been trying, and, you know, it's just not good enough, though. And, you know, I'll be watching those overdose deaths from December 4 on, and you can be guaranteed that I'll be letting people know. So, sorry. I just want to get it off my chest.
Thank you, Paul. Chuck, do you want to introduce yourself? Welcome.
Hey, I was on BART trying to get back. So, yeah, I'm Chuck Adams, one of the co-chairs for Council Affairs.
Welcome. And any other announcements? I'd like one. Thanks for everyone's patience. I'm going to miss one more full council meeting this coming one. It was already prearranged, my school, but I'll be back after the new year. I appreciate everyone's understanding in that matter. So we can move on to public comments. Any public comments? Okay. CHEP and HHS updates.
Bill, you want to go first?
Sure. Just very excited that our new EHE coordinator has been hired with HIV Health Services. And hopefully in the next week or two, I'll be able to announce our new assistant director of HIV Health Services.
Awesome. And I just a similar announcement. I've been hired as the new EHE manager for CHEP. So, and then San Francisco, yeah. I'll just stop there. And then just with regards to additional updates, are putting them together still, to tell you the truth, for the full council. So I don't have those ready to go.
Remember, guys, when you use initials, if we don't catch them, we don't know what you're saying, what you hired, or who you are.
Hi, Ken. Thank you. I think you maybe you're talking about EHE, ending the HIV epidemic. So that's what we've been sharing with you guys for the last couple, 3 years. It was additional funding. It was a bipartisan initiative. That was to end the HIV epidemic. It was rolled out by former President Donald Trump, surprisingly. Funding was going through a number of federal departments or bureaus, they call them. And two of them of note are the CDC, which provides HIV prevention, of which Thomas is the grantee with CHEP, and then through HRSA HAB, HIV AIDS Bureau. For care services, and we at HIV Health Services are administering that. And we are now in the third year, and the CHEP funding, the prevention, so CDC funding, CHEP, Community Health Education and Promotion Unit, is flat funded, and it looks like the care side of the house, HIV Health Services, has increased each year.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so we just hired on both sides someone to manage it, because as you know, we're pretty short-staffed, and the size of the grant, the amount of reporting necessary, and also just to be a little more community facing to make sure the implementation is going well. And we're very excited to have Andy Shear, who's a licensed clinical social worker, who's worked for many years in City Clinic. Thank you, Bill. And thank you for asking.
And so we'll see this when we look at the agenda for the full council, but we're actually going to have an agenda item with a little bit of an introductory sort of or an introduction to all those new EHE management staff.
And the acronym kind of goes back and forth with EHE versus ETE, depending on the funding source, to tell you the truth. So ending the epidemics, so a more synergistic approach with STI and HCV, integration and overdose activities. So. And I feel like it makes me look cool if I use lots of acronyms. So that's my objective.
And you need that.
Hey, thank you, everyone. That's it for CHEP and HHS. Thank you. We can get on to committee and work group reports. I can start off with by reporting on community engagement. That was on the 2nd of November. Derek Mapp was the chair for that meeting. There was no age cap. That we decided that Stephen will give a full report in January. Needs assessment and COLAs, we talked about that. There's gonna be no presentation in November. Low participation was cited, followed through by consumers. HIV and transgender, other focus groups, HIV long-term. Transgender, regrouping with January in mind. Two new council members, Manuel Vasquez and Crown, were welcome to the committee, the council. And that was it for community engagement. Council affairs.
Oh, just a brief correction. The new members were Manuel and Pedro. Crown is a new member of council staff.
Correct. I stand corrected. Thank you.
I was having a moment there. I was like, what? Cool.
I appreciate the correction. Just try not to do that in public, please. Council Affairs, please.
I just got home, so I forgot. Ken, do you remember what we did?
Well, a lot of our work was around forming the calendar.
Oh, that's right.
Presentations, and that was with Mark and a lot of help from Bill. A little bit of help from Thomas. Oh, that's right. He wasn't there. So,
that's how I helped, by the way.
That was helpful.
So Mark is probably the best to help us with this. Mark, anything else?
There was also a review of the upcoming COLA report by Kira. That was a short one, but yeah, like you said, Ken, the bulk of the meeting was developing our work plan / a presentation calendar, and it's complete. Thank you all for sure. And thank you. As Ken mentioned, Bill really had a lot of good thoughts.
And it was Kira's first COLA, and she did a fabulous job, and she was open to all kinds of comments and suggestions on how to make it maybe more directed and, you know, less wordy to give the essence of what we're trying to get.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, fellas. How about membership? No. And the work groups, people living with HIV, that we convene again in February, correct?
February or January? It might be February, but yeah, membership did not meet.
All right. And work groups will be in January or February. Okay, thank you, everyone. If you would, we can move on to term limits. We'll discuss HRSA requirements for the term limits.
Yeah.
On the agenda.
There wasn't really a whole lot more to discuss. Bill was planning on giving us a brief update on what happened at the CARE Coalition meeting in regards to this, but that's kind of all we have.
Would you guys like that? Yes. The connection is through the CARE Coalition communities advocating for emergency AIDS relief. Oh my God, Ken, I'm gonna have to do all my acronyms. I hope I don't forget some. You all have to help me because I'm getting to that age. So it's a national organization that does advocacy around primarily around Ryan White Part A, but other parts as well. And it's really around funding levels to make sure that there's sufficient funding to address the needs. So that group meets quarterly. It meets quarterly with HRSA, HAB, HIV AIDS Bureau. And it's also joined by NACHO, which is a national organization as well. And that particular policy clarification letter that came out, you all may recall, was that grantees, Ryan White Part A grantees, could not be voting members and there need to be term limits for all members. We did ask for clarification, as did everyone else. And thank you, Mark. They said next month that they would be giving us something. And my colleagues reminded me that the last time we asked was in July and they were a little more vague. This is the first time they've time framed it, but I fear that in our last meeting, I may have held them more to their word than what they'll be able to produce. But theoretically we should next month have something from them, which would clarify the term limits. Ken, it looks like you have a question.
Kind of question and comment. In line with her wonderful speech today where Nancy Pelosi said there's a time to move on, I think this is my time to move on. So I'm officially announcing, and hopefully you can use it as term limits, because it certainly would be the essence of term limits. To show good faith in that we are starting to look at that. So I'll give the full announcement to the council on the 28th, or rather you can put it in there and then I can, I'd rather not make a big deal about it, but because you haven't seen the last of me, and I'm sure to be at somewhere along the line giving you grief somewhere else. And in fact, I think I just was passed to be one of the members of the healthcare for homeless programs that the county is putting on. Bill, what's the name of it?
You have it. It's the Healthcare for the Homeless Co-Applicant Board. Yes, and we're really thrilled you'll be joining that. That's primary care work. San Francisco derives its ability to charge for Medicaid, which we call Medi-Cal, through the homeless and marginally housed. People are experiencing that. And this is a board that has oversight over those services. Some commonalities with what you guys in the HCPC do, but also some differences. So Ken, welcome there. And I have to admit, I'm very saddened by you bringing this on, piggybacking on my announcement, but I don't think you're gonna escape unnoticed after this many years, but yeah, so I'll stop there.
And just to give credit where credit's due, Richard is also on that same board. So, and there is an Michael DiCipolla, I think, is also on, who is a former.
Yes.
We have good representation.
Ken, I think you are the longest continuously serving council member. That definitely should be acknowledged. How long have you been with the council? When did you come on?
Is the next step you're going to ask, say that I'm the oldest as well?
I was going to do that. You're young at heart, and that's all that I look at is a person's heart.
You know, I think it's, I get it mixed up because I just also stepped down from the board of the Alliance Health Project. And that was 27 years ago. So I don't know how many years it is. I think I've,
yeah, longer than I've been alive.
It's almost your age, yes.
Ken, thank you so much. I'm sure I'll do this again at full council. You and I have certainly had a journey together over the years. You have just been such an incredible, powerful advocate for multiple communities. And it's you're one of a kind. We are going to be sorely missing, like, not just like your knowledge and your life experience, your lived experiences, but like your personality is like been such a big part of who the council is. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thomas?
I'm happy to see you go. Ken, are you announcing that the 28th is your last meeting?
Yes, because I want to make sure I get the Christmas bonus first.
Yeah. Holiday, keep it neutral.
Oh, sorry.
Damn.
Yeah, the meeting on the 28th will be my last.
Okay. So
that will help with all of the committee assignments and all those kinds of things that, you know.
Just wanted clarity. Well, all right, I'm not going to get mushy. Next.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Ken. So we can move on to Mark now, I believe. Meeting evaluation.
Yeah. So again, my apologies for not sending that out. I was not at that meeting. That's partially part of it, but also we're transitioning to Kira doing this it is what it is, but I'd love to hear how that meeting went for folks who facilitated that meeting. Thomas, how did that meeting go for you?
Can't remember anything.
It's there were two county presentations. I know that for sure.
Those have been great. Yeah.
Okay, overall. So how did other folks feel last month's meeting went? And any feedback for Thomas? All right, so we'll take lack of responsiveness as job well done, meeting flowed well, no complaints. All right, agenda item done.
Irma has our full support for the next one, by the way. So yay, thanks for stepping up, Irma.
I could also note that even though I wasn't there, I did find Thomas's performance was a little questionable.
Get it all out while you can.
5 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. So we can move on to now full council agenda. Let's review the agenda for the 28th.
I'll try to share a screen here. Let's see if it works out. If not, Crown will have it on deck. Okay. Do you all see that? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So we'll see here. It's a 2.5 hour meeting. We have our regular update starting at 7. Oh, you know, prior to that, Ken, you're going to be on deck for agenda item 4, announcements. Please make this announcement. And then, like I said, we'll have our regular stuff in the general updates. I have ETE Richard Sullivan still there. Of course, this will be the last month that Richard will not be able to provide that. But yeah,
there was no ETE meeting this month.
Okay, so I'll remove that. I'll just remove it now so I remember. Okay, and then we'll have a 5-minute little intro to the new EHE staff. And then Bill wanted, I think, about 20 minutes to discuss the strategic plan. I guess I should call it the state strategic plan. Is that correct, Bill? Yeah, okay.
It's a 2 for Mark, and it's actually Leroy Blea that will be doing the presentation. And if you can spare 30 minutes, just so there's time for discussion and vote.
Can you spell that name for me?
Yes, Leroy, L-E-R, O-Y, last name Blea, B-L-E-A. And I just added you and Kira, but not Crown, sorry, Crown. Didn't have you on my radar for the presentation, and pending Thomas and Chep folks kind of blessing it, I think the goal would be if you guys could share it sooner so that the Planning Council members who want to review it prior to the presentation can do so. So Thomas, if you can round up your troops and maybe tomorrow, and then Dave, if you can send it out if they're okay with it, and so folks can look at it.
Yeah, we'll send it out as soon as you let me know.
Thank you.
Ken Pierce, you had something?
Just a reminder too, since I am in an open chair for an open seat for the steering committee, I don't know if you want to start the process of filling that seat, because otherwise come January, you're going to have problems getting quorum perhaps with, well.
We can do that in January. The at-large member doesn't impact quorum for steering. Okay. Based on committee representation. So we'll do co-chairs, council co-chairs, and at large in January. Thanks for the reminder, though. All right, so moving on, I just made that 30 minutes by cutting down general updates to 15 minutes instead of 20. So after the state strategic plan with Leroy Blea, there's going to be our break. Then Mary Lawrence Hicks will come and give a review, an update really of 2022 activities, maybe even a snapshot of what's to come for getting to zero. And then after that, we have our COLA report from Kira. And then closing out 2022, I think Thomas Noble has I'm not sure what Thomas will be doing, but I'm sure it will be dynamic and interesting. Bill, you have your hand up.
Muted. You're muted. Yes, it's a two-step here. We have to note, or you all have to know when there's a vote, correct?
I'm sorry. Were you talking about the co-chairs? Because I actually do need to notice the co-chair vote a month in advance, so I'm going to add that as well. Were you talking about something else?
I was talking about this. It's actually, you could do the state / federal's a strategic plan, because it's for both, and the Planning Council will need to have a vote if they have concurrence, if the group feels concurrence with it. So I think you might have to notice that as a vote.
Noted.
Thanks.
So Thomas, I'm going to just take 5 minutes from your, if this is okay with you, from your 25 and make it 20, so that we can also, I mean, it probably won't be a full 5 minutes, so that we can note the co-chair vote and open nominations, since I guess, like I said, it is for the officers of the council, which are the council co-chairs, that does need to be noted at least 30 days in advance. And so I won't note that as a vote because we won't be voting on it, but it will be at least noticed.
Great.
And so that's still okay, Thomas, to have there. I'm just calling it 2022 closing. Do you prefer a better?
No, that works. That totally works. And I'm totally flexible with whatever the time is. So don't worry about that so much.
Okay, great.
And just with the introduction, so item number 8, Bill, were you going to introduce the City Clinic new person as well, or just the just your all's new EHE staff?
I'm happy to introduce him. I have to meet him first myself. But,
well, that's where I was just, if we could just add clarity then, that would be
it. Thomas, do you know him?
No, I do not, but I just wanted to note number 8, Mark.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll reach out to Stephanie and see if I can't give him a call and a quick hi.
Oh, no. Sorry, I was okay. Just saying change number 8 to be specific to HHS EHE staff. Is that fair?
Yeah, unless you want me to introduce you too.
Well, that's what was confusing me, to tell you the truth. I was like, I ain't new, but yeah.
But you have a new role, though. If I just leave it at EHG, could you then be introduced that way comfortably?
Sure. Yeah. I wanted clarity with touching.
So, Thomas, do you want to be introduced, or can you introduce yourself at this advanced point?
I'd like to hear what you'd say about me. So,
all right, I'll introduce you both. I'll introduce all 3. So, Mark, I'm committing to meeting the 3rd EHG coordinator before, so I can introduce him properly.
Okay. All right, any other changes? So I made the states, I changed it to state/federal and made that for half an hour. And then I added the noticing of the co-chair elections. Anything else on this slightly longer? Well, we have plenty of 2.5-hour meetings. So regularly sized meeting, the last of the year.
Could I just ask a question about the term limit conversation? Do people who are not attending the steering, are they looped into that conversation is happening?
Yes, we had, okay. It was on the full council agenda 2 months ago. It has been, it came up in PLWH as well. When it becomes, when we have more sort of definitive action items, I imagine it'll go through as a motion or something through all committees, as we do all sort of traveling motions. That's what I presume we will end up doing.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Any other? Oh, I have a hand from Ken and a hand from Bill.
So making it easier for me too, can you just put announcements, Ken Pierce? A resignation. I mean, it at least, so then it doesn't become a big whoopla as much, because you're gonna, you know,
it's getting bigger as we speak. Put some starlight next to it too, Mark.
Ken, we could put it at the end with if that would work.
No, everyone needs to know, and you know, people will drop out before getting to your piece.
So, but it really, I mean, if we've got some time limits, everyone feels the need to be thankful, and I appreciate all that, but it is time limits, and it shouldn't be taking a lot of time. And if you've noticed it by putting it in the announcement, Ken Pierce's resignation, then we've set the stage, and people can reach out on their own too.
I mean, if you're worried about time in full council, perhaps we could just have a separate meeting where we all appreciate you for an hour or so.
I'll do it now.
Venmo account link, yeah, all of it.
So how should I phrase this? The council will also acknowledge the passing of an era? No. I'll figure it out, but I'll put a little script under there as well.
Good.
Bill.
Well, an added comment. I don't think Ken is going to escape recognition despite his squirming here. So I'll say that, Ken, on the record. I also just want to highlight, you know, that Dave had a really creative suggestion, which I just don't want to be lost. I think a very strong argument could be made that no one has at this point been on the council for a term longer than 5 years of when we kind of integrated the planning council and everyone had to reapply. So I've just encouraged people not to lose that as you think forward the strategy, as we think forward the strategy with Ursa Have. I think it's a good way to kind of reset everybody so we don't have these fairly long 15, 20, 25 year things.
So So that would mean everybody starts with the reformation.
I would make that argument, and I would support you guys if you guys did.
I think it's a good concept.
So is that language appropriate? This will include a membership announcement regarding the retirement of Ken Pierce from the HCPC. Sound good? I made it a little bit longer just in case people have something to say about that. Okay, any other thoughts or updates to this agenda for Monday after next? No? Okay, I will send this on to you, Crown, to distribute to the council. And I think that's all she wrote. All right.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Thanks, everyone. It looks like we've arrived at that time. The only thing I'm noticing on our agenda, it says next meeting dates and agenda, it says next meeting of steering committee is scheduled for Thursday, November 28th.
Yeah, so that is a typo, my fault, but it is helpful, and it calls out that you guys need to decide if you want to meet next month. Traditionally, you have not, but generally there's a, sort of decision made in committee to vote to meet or not meet in the month of December. So that is up to you.
How about an instant straw poll? Hands raised for people who want to meet at the end of December for steering?
I think I'd like to propose that we meet just so that my last proposal could be shot down. No. I propose we not meet.
I second that.
Any opposed?
Okay, thank you, everyone. So that looks like an adjournment.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
See you.
Thank you, everyone. I'm not going to see you at full council. Enjoy your Thanksgivings, however you do that. Bye, everyone.
Hey, Mark, will you stay on for a second?